In Matthew chapter 26, we're told that Jesus instituted what we often refer to as the Lord's Supper. And if you'll look there with me in Matthew chapter 26, actually in verse 26, as has already probably been pointed out in a previous lesson, Jesus instituted the unleavened bread, which was to be partaken of, which would be done in remembrance of his body and the sacrifice that his body did go through on the cross. But also in verse 27, he institutes in that same feast another emblem. In verse 27, the Bible says, "Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." It says here that Jesus took the cup, and he said, "This cup is my blood." And further on, it goes down to say, "This is the fruit of the vine." So in talking about the cup, Jesus isn't necessarily so much referring to the cup itself, but he's referring there to the contents of the cup, the fruit of the vine. And then he goes on to explain what the fruit of the vine means. He says that it represents his blood that was for the new covenant. And we know from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 15 through 17, that through the death of Jesus and through the shedding of his blood, he did establish that new covenant, which we're told in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 6, is a better covenant established on better promises than that of the old covenant. But also we're told there in Matthew chapter 26 that this blood was shed for the remission of sins of many. And that's another great thing that this cup, this fruit of the vine, in other words, represents. It represents Jesus' blood that he shed on the cross. And that we know whenever he was scourged by the people, that whenever he was, that he would have bled, no doubt, from his back, possibly even from the sides and from the front, and possibly from the scourging even on his face. We know that whenever that crown of thorns was made for him and jammed down onto his head, that blood would have come streaming down his face. We also know that whenever he was nailed to the cross, that whenever his wrists were nailed, that whenever his feet were nailed to the cross, blood would have come out of there. And finally, of course, we know that just to make sure that he was dead, when the soldiers thrust that spear into his side, that the Bible says water and blood came pouring out. There's no question that Jesus did suffer for our sins and that much blood was shed on our behalf. And we're told in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, the significance of this blood that was shed. We're told that in him, through his blood, Jesus' blood, we have redemption, even the forgiveness of our sins. So whenever we're partaking of these emblems on the first day of the week as Christians, we can think about what this represents. It represents the blood of Jesus and how important that blood is. That through that blood, through the shedding of it, he established that new covenant for you and me, but also even greater, what makes that new covenant so great is that that blood, and through it, we have the opportunity to have our sins forgiven. So whenever we partake of that fruit of the vine, which we are instructed to do, let us make sure that we are thinking about what Jesus did on behalf of us and the great benefits, the great blessings that we have through the shedding of that blood.